views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
AM, the Internet, and beyond. Keeping you informed every step of the way. Don't be left behind. You are listening to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show.
Tuesday, December 9th, 2014, 106 since being in the YNTS studio. Currently on Itcha Radio, Route 1 Radio, Best After Dark, Transformation Talk Radio, WBQ AM 1230 and audio graded. www.yoandrewnts.com for more info. Tweet me at AndrewTweetGeo. Email yoandrew at yoandrewnts.com. And you can also Facebook, like us on Facebook, facebook.com/yoandrewnts. Got a great 2 hours, you and I only. First hour, we speak about Eric Gardner, cameras on police officers. Is it effective? Got a great article. We'll go right through it with you coming up.
This guy right here is forcibly trying to lock somebody up for breaking up a fight.
Everybody standing here, they told you I didn't do nothing. I did not sell nothing. Because every time you see me, you want to harass me, you want to stop me, you want to sell a cigarette. I'm minding my business, officer. Please just leave me alone. I told you the last time, please just leave me alone.
All he did was break up a fight. And this is what happens for breaking up a fight.
It is the Yo Andrew News Talk Show, Tuesday night, during the holiday seasons, a time where many of us come together and appreciate what we have around us. Well, some of us are lucky that we're able to spend the holiday, and I have to say it's been a crazy week in the news. And of course, what we try to do in this program is choose which we think might be interest to you. Howard Forrest, my phone screener. My father spectating, as always, Teddy Giordano. I'm your host, Yo Andrew. Welcome to the program. Last week, if you were listening, the first Tuesday of December, we spoke about Ferguson Missouri. We spoke about the confrontation between Officer Wilson and young teen Michael Brown. We went through that. We went through the verdict. We went through the witnesses, their encounters to the situation. We went to the protest, and just a tiny bit, we went into about the body cameras. The president and his administration offering millions of dollars, allowing states to put these cameras onto their police officers. So in the future, we will see less situations like this, where we create a verdict and many people don't agree with it, and they wish they had some type of proof. And while we want to rely on citizenship journalism, those with a camera right there, that's not how it works. The technology's not there, and you just don't know when they're starting to tape, and you don't know when they're going to stop it. And that's why you came to this program. That's why you came here to listen. Because I want to go more deep into the body cameras today. I want to go more into it. Last week, I got a little tiny bit of it. because the cameras, they could be effective. They could not be. They can grow legs, do somersaults, but if we have no money, and last time I heard, we do have a debt clock. Do you remember the debt ceiling? How much money we can legally borrow? Remember the balanced budget that I wake up every morning awaiting for a conversation? And I thought we were going to get one too. And it looks like we're not going to get that. It looks like Thursday night we're going to see another spending resolution, another spending bill all the way till September. And we won't get a balanced budget that, of course, is due around January and should be in effect by March. We will not see it. But I'm not going into balanced budgets because you know me. I can go on a rant about balanced budgets. I could. I don't need an expert. I don't need someone to tell me. Budgets work. Budgets should be a priority. That's besides the point. Well, you know what? It is the point. Because if you're talking about cameras and the president wants to come out and be a hero, unless you're going into your pocket and spinning out something $1 million, I'm not accepting that. Yet, I want to look at it if we did have money, or if we did spend the money and get these cameras, or if your state decided to invest into these cameras. That's what we could go into. You just heard the clip, Eric Gardner, father, son, choked to death by a police officer in Staten Island, probably 20 minutes away from this studio. Believe it or not, it is a local story that has become national. We've seen that. The video is cruel. The police officer heard this man say that. Now, we don't know if this man was thinking maybe he's saying that because he's trying to resist arrest. Maybe he couldn't breathe. We don't know. We don't know. Well, Andrew, this camera says it. Okay. Yes, the camera brings conversation. Yes, one picture can express thousands of words. Yes, I know. Yet, there's always room for a conversation. Camera phone was a huge part of it. And that's why we're speaking about cameras in general. Because last week, we said, when it came to the situation between Officer Wilson and Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri, we said it clear. We will never know what happened. We had camera phones later on in the scene. We have witnesses from both race, if you want to look at it that way. Because many people are, so I might as well say it, black or white, who had different encounters of this young teen. Did he put his hands up or not? We will never know. This situation, I see a little bit more, yeah, he should have been indicted. Yes, the officer who did this chokehold to this young man should have been, only because they saw the video. So you're right. The video is a huge part. You can easily see it. And even if he was guilty or not guilty, at least indict him. Let's bring him to court now. The video is evidence. Let's take it from there. Let our justice system make its way through. We never will. So a lot of people come out, and after seeing the video, you heard the clip right here in this program just a few minutes ago. You are now questioning, Andrew, I saw the video. I saw it here. I saw it there. Andrew, I understand where you're going. Yet, cameras will not work. Cameras are not effective. If the camera that this young man taped from shown everything you need to see, still it wasn't enough. What can we do, Andrew? What can we do? Well, I read a great article from IVN, Independent Voter Network. One great thing about the internet, and for all those who are a little bit older and feel that the internet's evil, it's only evil if you choose to make it evil. Like Facebook, you choose it to be trouble if you make trouble. And I say this with a lot of defense, because this article that I'm going to go with you, and we're going to go right into the second segment, just tackles everything about cameras with police officers. It tackles the good, it tackles the bad, it tackles the old technology and the new technology. It creates examples of situations where it worked, where it hasn't worked, and how can it work. The only thing it doesn't go into is money that we already cleared already. The money will always be a priority, and it should be up to Congress for the president to ask. Let's stop it there. This article was not on New York Times. It was not on USA Today. It was not on a CBS, NBC, ABC network. It was on IVN, an independent network, with a variety of writers in a variety of different fields coming together to create nonpartisanship and tackle many subjects in the best way possible. And this article does that. David Yee at IVN did that. He wrote a great piece. And I would love to share it with you if you allow me to. And I know you will, because you're listening, meaning you are choosing to listen to what I have to say, and I thank you. And you can, and I want to hear what you have to say through Twitter and through Facebook, through emails. The article is posted on our Facebook. We'll post the article right after this first segment. The article is titled, "Use of Force Incidents Drop Dramatically When Police Use Body-Worn Cameras." Even though I love this article, the title is always bad. Remember last week when we spoke about gays being able to donate blood, and we were reading that great piece from New York Magazine online, yet the title looked at it in a direction where, yeah, I am against what the FDA is going for. Yet we read the article, it's a whole different story. This is the same thing. You read this article and you see, yeah, with police cameras being used on cops where they have it, we see a dramatic shift. We see these are effective. So now you're looking at this and you're saying, well, I guess this could be a one-sided article. But when you read through this article, it goes through so much more. So if the title changes, people will judge by its cover. People will judge by its title. People will. You know that. I know that. Let's go through the article here. When you look at police cameras, you're going to look at it where the first conversation the president will have. Let's do that. Here in New York, where the Eric Garner situation took place, you're going to have the governor, you're going to have the police commissioner, Bratton, you're going to have the Senate, you're going to have the city council, you're going to have many come together, and they're going to sit down, and if they decide to bring cameras in use with police officers when enforcing the law and protecting its civilians around the state and around New York City, the five boroughs, they want to hear the successes. They want to hear, all right, what is not good about this. And that's what we always like. And this is what this article shows. Now, even though this is going in a Britain point of view, it still brings out the successes and brings out the fails within this system. Now, body-worn cameras. It says British law enforcement has used video recordings from a variety of sources to combat crime. As early as 2006, British prosecutors had seen an increase in convictions, a decrease in the cost of investigations, as well as an increase in confessions once the suspect was shown the video footage. That's one of the goods of cameras. You're able to see less investigations. That means less money being put into it. And you're seeing more confessions, more crimes not being committed and hitting it right at the source. Here's a broad example. For instance, after the 2011 riots, the police posted numerous pictures capitalized via CCTV, in-car, and body-worn cameras of rioters on social media and websites were able to identify and prosecute rioters and looters for specific crimes. This method worked so well, it was copied during the 2013 Boston Marathon bombings to quickly identify the two suspects by using video captured by numerous sources. During a 12-month experiment, 6,776 video files of 724 gigabytes of memory, a lot of storage, a lot of memory, were captured and analyzed. Now, this is one of the first major studies on body-worn cameras in the United States the department released. And they release with this 12-month experiment, the use of force by police dropped by 250%, Complaints against police officers dropped by over 900%. The rate of police initiated physical contact dropped from 23.5% to zero. A decreased usage of firearms, that's weapons being used by police officers, and increased usage of tasers, non-lethal weapons, by police. The study definitely highlights body-worn cameras in the best way possible. They work. It's a system that can work. And we see technology and cameras involved in many things we do. It works. You know it works. Yet, we need to monitor it. And we can't abuse it. And that's when the falls come in. It looks like... Well, you know what? Let me say the falls first. Or the fails of cameras being used by police officers. Many of them are... Police should not have control over when the camera is on or off, or that the camera shouldn't accidentally turn itself off due to design. That's a good point. Some of you might have not known that other side. Significant safeguards need to be employed in handling and storing the video recordings. Strong public discussion and legislation should be in place pertaining to the privacy of video recordings. Cameras being off at critical moments can happen. And for example, the case of Officer Jeremy Deere, a former police officer with the Albuquerque Police Department, had a history of malfunctioning camera not recording the events in important cases, including the fatal shooting of a 19-year-old woman. What's great about the fails of it is it's not why it won't work. It's if we don't monitor the information we are recording, if we don't keep up with the latest technology, you can't just put cameras on anyone and expect it to work. And, yes, I have one more. And if we don't protect both the civilians and the police officers' privacy during this time, these won't work. I am persuaded that the cameras can work. I'm not saying they will work. And if I did before, I retract that comment. It can work. Not like it will work. It's not going to solve everything. It's not going to stop global warming. And it's not going to bring a balanced budget onto the president's table. It can work. If we look at some of the falls, we have witnessed, we have seen a police officer might turn off that camera. The technology being so old, the camera might not keep up with the pace, and the privacy being intruded by both the civilian and by the police officer. I'll be right back.
Listen to all the interviews off the air at www.yoandrewnts.com/interviews.
This is the sound of a flat-screen television hurled off a building. Now the new bike your kid wants. These are the things you could have all cast into oblivion. Because when you throw away money on wasted electricity, you throw away everything you could have bought with it. Use Energy Star light bulbs and appliances, and you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at EnergySavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Hello, and welcome to today's lottery drawing. Good luck. And here's today's winning numbers. First one up, it's not yours. Second one, not yours. And another number that's not yours. Okay, this is one number that's yours. It's a five, but you don't get any money for that. And the final number is not yours.
Yep, so chances are you're not going to hit the lottery anytime soon. Don't get us wrong. The lottery can be fun every now and then. Just please don't rely on it for your future savings. How about this? Brew your own coffee at home instead of buying that latte every day. Brown bag it to work instead of ordering in. Ride your bike instead of buying all that gas. These changes alone can save you thousands a year. Thousands. Small changes today, big bucks tomorrow. Feed that piggy bank. Go to feedthepig.org for more free ideas on how to save.
Feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Hi, I'd like to report a bear sighting, as in Smokey Bear.
Continue.
I was burning yard waste. He told me to remember that if it's too hot to touch, it's too hot to leave.
You know, 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
I know that now.
As usual, the talking bear gets all the credit. Always burn responsibly and contact your local fire department for open burning regulations. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ag Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Yo, Andrew News Talk Show. Every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info how to listen from anywhere? www.yoandrewnts.com. Tweeting is not a new trend. How about Tweet Yo Andrew on the air and off the air at Andrew Tweet Geo.
It's amazing how the world has changed in just several years, especially how we try to figure out who someone is. I know how it is. I'm a radio host, an entrepreneur, and my goal every day is to inform people, but also tell them a little bit about me. Before they go on this program, or before they even listen, the first place they want to go to is your website. And that's why we have www.yoandrewnts.com. We made it so simple to navigate and so easy to look at from your mobile device or from your laptop or tablet. You'll be able to hear who we are, read what we've done the past few years, and even listen to interviews, and you can download it right to your phone or computer and listen anytime you want. That's our gift to you. So what are you waiting for? www.yoandrewnts.com is active from about anywhere, and you're able to view, listen, and be a part of the program today.
He always wanted to be a Rush Hour Renegade.
Hello, San Francisco. We're the Rush Hour Renegades. I'm Joey Gladstone. This is my partner, Jesse Katsopoulos. Say hi, Jess.
24 years later, he settles for Yo Andrew.
Rush Hour Renegades! Coming at ya!
Santa baby, slip a Rolex under.
Now, for my audience who watches The Newsroom, the HBO series, you know, I'm a huge fan. I've been watching it since day one. This Sunday is the series finale of the program, and I'm stunned. I really haven't read up on why they're canceling it. I know many critics who are part of a newsroom came out, said they're showing events. That does not happen in real life. I just feel the program gives out messages that every American should be standing behind. Yet we have many protesters out there who are going out. They're going against the verdict of Eric Garner. They're going against the decision in Ferguson, Missouri. What's that going to do? What is that going to do? There are situations where protest, carrying out events with civil disobedience, it can work. Yet when you come out and you protest with your big signs and block off traffic, only because you didn't get what you wanted, and this is your way of going about showing people, sorry, you should have invested in a microphone like myself. See, we are on this program where we don't like something, you know. I try to give you the situation, I try to give you my opinion, and we try to go about ways of fixing the issue. Or at least coming down to a decision. Going out and looting, going out with big signs, blocking highways and traffic is not going to do anything. So what happened, for example, and by the way, that's the question I want to ask you. That's my question to the audience this hour. My question to you is, what is your take on protesters taking the streets throughout the country? That's the question. Tweet it. At Andrew Tweet Geo, facebook.com/YoAndrewNTS, or email YoAndrew@YoAndrewNTS.com. That's the question. What happens if many protesters come out and decide, I don't agree with body cameras. I don't agree with them. Well, I understand your frustration. What we're going to do instead of you protesting against cameras and protesting on privacy rights, how about we all come together, sit down, and we discuss where the problem is and how can we fix it and how we can make it work and also protect our civil rights as an American. And that's what this article continues on. If you're just joining us, we've been speaking about the Eric Garner verdict, the decision that was made, and how body cameras have become a huge conversation because of the decision that was made and with a camera phone at the site showing the situation, why wasn't there an indictment? So we got through a great piece so far at IVN.us. We got through the body cameras' successes and fails. Now, I want to go into those who we see this can work. We see this can work. So how can we go about doing that? Because many fails can definitely. I mean, one fail that's not here is the money. Yet we do see fails like privacy rights and police officers being able to take off the camera and outdated devices. We see that. How can we go about this now? About body-worn cameras. Someone's always going to be against it. Someone always will. Yet it's not enough to say we shouldn't have them at all. And I don't believe the Eric Garner case, the situation in Staten Island, really shows that. It doesn't. Because you were talking about a young man who had a body, who had a phone, a camera, from a distance. What does that prove? It wasn't HD. It wasn't being monitored or recorded from another location. We don't know if that video was manipulated or edited. What? I can't say that? Andrew, it's clear that it's not edited. Hey, the best edits are when you don't notice there's editing at all. You know, the old, there's another good one. The trick about putting on makeup is to make sure someone thinks you don't have any on. That's what it comes down to, right? So when it comes to someone editing something, this guy could have easily went to a professional and said, you know what, I'm against the cops. I feel that African-Americans have been. And this guy was ruefully thrown down to the floor in chokehold, but there's some things in there I want taken out. I got $100 here. Edit this now. Then we'll release it. You don't know that. Body cameras could solve all of this. They could. They can. If we look at it in a way. Body-worn cameras. This is what we need to see. Because we already got many who are using cameras that are faulty, that are outdated. So if we're going to bring body cameras in, if we're going to spend all this money, and to make sure this works, we need to fix some things. And we have a whole list here from the article that we've been really bragging about the past hour, giving us a list of problem that needs to be addressed when on the field. We need to see recording that triggers automatically. If a police officer is now in a situation, the police officer might not remember to turn on that camera. So someone's got to turn it on for him. Or there has to be some type of pat on the chest or a pat on the head to give some signal. Okay, here we go. Records in high definition, very clear, widescreen, be able to capture everything in the scene. Has the ability to live stream video to supervisors or dispatchers. I like that one. If the police officer has the video, instead of being stored in this little chip that can easily be edited or manipulated, there is someone out there who also has a file, who can safely secure it. until investigators are able to look at it. Cannot be turned off during an incident. The police officers should not have any control over it. It should be someone else. Contains an integrated GPS to specifically locate where the video was taken. That's right. Again, you see many people say, it was over here, it was over there. We need to know exactly where it was. We can check the handprints. We can check witnesses around the area who lived there or might even be watching. Automatically uploads video to cloud storage. In case the camera breaks, at least we know that the video that's taken by police officers is now being secured somewhere on a server. Many servers, that is. Far, far away. And we're able to secure the footage. So in case someone tries to punch that camera, get that camera away from me. At least you got that right on camera. Yeah, break my chip. Swallow my chip. It's already out somewhere else. Record in a secure video format that cannot be uploaded to social media. That I love. You don't want anyone to look at it. You don't want the police officer or someone to get their hands on this camera if it ends up falling or being stolen during the scene. You don't want it to be edited and shipped out. You want it to be secure. A file that's encrypted, secured by NYPD. All contained in a small, almost indestructible black box recorder. The same boxes we see on airplanes we might want to see in these little cameras. This is a list of ideas or what we might be seeing. If we can put all of this into newer cameras, so if you want to spend money and you feel that the money we will save by the money we will spend, this needs to be into it. And everyone needs to come together and make sure all of these bullet points are being addressed. Because if it's not, someone is going to say no to a vert that you might not like, only because we don't have any information on it. Another thing is privacy. They also need to make sure that privacy is safe. And these bullet points can show privacy from both the victim or the civilian or the criminal, however you want to represent him or her has, to the police officer. We need to make sure that their rights are not being infringed either. And that's up to the NYPD and those controlling these cameras. So when someone comes up to me, says, Andrew, the cameras will work. I will only disagree with them if they don't understand what we have right now. Because many believe cameras on police officers don't exist. California uses them. Out of the country, Britain uses them. And many other forces use them. They are existent, but the technology is outdated. And someone is not monitoring them correctly. Someone is not giving the credit that's due because there should not be any credit. The cameras are not working. These bullet points can change that. So we can finally stop those of lying and stop those in the police who are abusing. These cameras can fix that. These cameras can fix that. We cannot allow these cameras to take control, and we cannot allow someone to abuse them. We need to add these things. It's a situation where the pros are very good and the cons can easily be fixed. It's not cons that can't be fixed. It's not cons that are being abused. It's cons that can easily be fixed. Simple as that. Because I promise you, if we had a body camera, second generation, made by Apple, during both these situations, you would see a much different outlook. You would. And if we saw the same decisions made, there's no way of going around it. Because you have all of these things that you can defend yourself on. You can say, we saw the video many times. We saw the video in many angles. We saw the video in clear HD. We secured the footage. We know it's not edited because we were the ones that got hold of it. And we compared it to any other footage that might have got out. we released the footage, not a civilian who believes they can report, believes they can be a hero, believes they know how to talk behind this microphone. When you don't, only those could, and that's me, and that's Dr. Pat, and that's Michael Savage, and that's Sean Hannity, and that's Michael Smirkanish, and that's many other talk hosts that I look up to. And we don't appreciate you involving yourself in our work. You gave us a throne. You gave us a job. Let us do it the right way, please. And I'm being polite about this. Cameras can work. And this article shows it can. And it also shows how it has not been. And how we can fix it. More articles should be like this. More articles should be placed in much more broader and major networks and newspapers, digitally and on paper. Believe me, we will see Americans on one side, because there won't be another side anymore. Because we've broken that side a long time ago, and those sides, you say, are the cons of body cameras. When I come back, we discuss the best deals of the holidays. Flash drives are included.
Tweeting is not trend. How about Tweet Yo Andrew on the air and off the air at Andrew Tweet Geo.
This is the sound of a flat screen television hurled off a building. Now the new bike your kid wants. These are the things you could have all cast into oblivion. Because when you throw away money on wasted electricity, you throw away everything you could have bought with it. Use Energy Star light bulbs and appliances, and you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at energysavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Hello, and welcome to today's lottery drawing. Good luck. And here's today's winning numbers. First one up, it's not yours. Second one, not yours. And another number that's not yours. Okay, this is one number that's yours. It's a five, but you don't get any money for that. And the final number is not yours.
Yep, so chances are you're not going to hit the lottery anytime soon. Don't get us wrong. The lottery can be fun every now and then. Just please don't rely on it for your future savings. How about this? Brew your own coffee at home instead of buying that latte every day. Brown bag it to work instead of ordering in. Ride your bike instead of buying all that gas. These changes alone can save you thousands a year. Thousands. Small changes today, big bucks tomorrow. Feed that piggy bank. Go to feedthepig.org for more free ideas on how to save.
Feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Hi, I'd like to report a bear sighting, as in Smokey Bear.
Continue.
I was burning yard waste. He told me to remember that if it's too hot to touch, it's too hot to leave.
You know, 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
I know that now.
As usual, the talking bear gets all the credit. Always burn responsibly and contact your local fire department for open burning regulations. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ag Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
This is Stereo 1230 WBLQ Westerly Stonington, a DuPonti communication station. WBLQ.
Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us on and off the air with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com.
Many ask what it is. Many ask, where is a cure? Sadly, it's not easy. Endometriosis is a non-fatal cancer-like disease affecting 176 million women around the world that need your help. That's why Knockout Endo, an organization seeking nonprofit status, is continuing to fundraise and raise awareness for women with endometriosis. Check out our website, www.knockoutendo.com, to learn what we're doing to defeat this disease every day. Being informed will help you understand why donating is so important. You can help by purchasing items from our website or funding more commercials like these. Don't sit down, but get up to knock out endometriosis.
Sticking with a trend can be very hard, especially for your feet. You wear those Converse for all those years, and before you know it, your feet is bigger than the shoe itself. How about take care of your feet and get expert advice with our friend Dr. Howard Dinowitz, who owns a podiatry practice right here in the Brooklyn and Staten Island area. He treats foot and ankle deformities, sports and walking problems, diabetic feet, injuries and wounds, and many more. Don't be left behind. I want you to go and stop by my friend Dr. Howard Dinowitz if you're ever in the area, or give him a call at his Brooklyn location, 718-627-1212, or his Staten Island location, 718-720-4848. Don't wait. Your feet needs the care, and why not do it right now? And if you go right now, they might thank you for it. Holidays are here, and this is when I'm just going to relax for a bit. I mean, it's a beautiful time, and I feel I have not burned myself out yet, even though I've been listening to Christmas carols all week long since November. I was one of those goons. I was one of those that no one liked, and I apologize, but that's just who I am. I mean, Christmas, the holidays are here, and I want to have as much time with that as possible. And one thing we're all waiting for is the next round of holiday gifts and holiday goods, right? I'll go all excited. Yes. Who'd ready to go shopping with me? And I don't mind shopping during the holidays. I don't. And if sales are good, there is always someone who can help you, right? There's always someone out there. Okay. I'm here to help you today. January comes around, it's ghost town. I see a little bowl of hay rolling through the store. I said, all right, well, that didn't last long. I really hope that would have lasted longer. Guess not. Yet, you try to find the best deals, and they're so hard to do. Because now you don't just get the stores anymore. Now you got online. So what do? Well, you try to find the best apps. Coupons, sales, the whole nine yards. Now, again, I'm not a shopping expert. You know, I can't tell you what is a good deal or not. Yeah, keep your eyes open. For me to be working in retail, it does give me a little leg room when it comes to the conversation of shopping. But I noticed around Thanksgiving, you saw all the Black Friday deals. You then saw Cyber Week deals. We then saw Green Monday yesterday. More online sales. And many more sales throughout the internet and through stores. Yet lately, there hasn't been many deals. There's been none. We had this whole shopping rush, and then it died. Someone revive it. Sadly enough, no one's there to do so. Yet, when we see the week before Christmas, the sales are back up again. The new brunt of sales. How good the sales are going to be compared to Black Friday and Cyber Monday? Well, that's your opinion. And it also depends on where you shop. When people come up to me and say, well, I don't want to be a part of that Christmas rush. Well, I don't think you're going to have a choice if you miss the first round of shopping. You're probably going to have to go for the second round. That's the Christmas rush. You've got to be one of those people. And then you'll be the third rush. That's after Christmas. We get to, you know, those sales where the stuff's got to go. And you have the New Year's sales. And then that's when there's no more sales and everyone has no money. What I'm going to do right now is find you the best deals in some things. Some things that I think you should buy and some things I don't think you should. One of the things I really liked, it was the 128 flash drive. A lot of gigs, 120 gigabytes for a little flash drive, thumb drive. And everyone has a different name for it now. I saw a really good deal. And I said, I think people would really like this deal. It's a flash drive. It's 128. Who doesn't want that? I thought we had it up here. It's one of those moments where you think you have something up and it's come up yet? No? Well, where'd it go? All right, I guess it's not on sale no more. Where there goes that deal? What, I missed it? I know. You know what? I'm actually going to be really pissed off because I actually wanted that deal. $25. It was sold in Best Buy. And that was a great deal. I said, wow. You know, I need it for the studio. It's always good to have it. Let's see if I can find it here. 128 Flash Drive. Yes, you will be doing your shopping with me. I mean, is anyone like that? You feel you have to grant yourself? Yeah, it's on sale no more. That stinks. $40 was for $25 last week. See? It's one of the good examples of why you should actually shop. Why you actually should just not look at the deals. But see, that's the example. All the deals are gone. Bye-bye. Farewell. I mean, why? I mean, you can definitely find some deals, but you don't even know. Another thing I know is about shopping. Amazon's a great place. Amazon's popular. Everyone goes on Amazon. You got the app. You're a Prime member. You have special treatment to their marketplace and their services. Amazon, they are not the seller primarily. They allow different sellers to come onto their marketplace and sell their goods for a discounted price. And they have to follow Amazon's bylaws. That's what Amazon is. If you see Apple, it might be Apple. It might be someone else who is selling an Apple product. That's why some things you buy on Amazon are not always the best thing. What's interesting about Amazon is they don't tell you that you're getting off a good deal. They don't. I mean, for example, I got Sony headphones on my head. So let's go into Amazon. A few months ago, I checked up on the same headphones I'm wearing. $100. I go on Amazon. Right? Here I go. I'm going to type in right now. Sony headphone. I'm in the studio. Here I am. Right? The same ones I'm wearing. We click on it. They right now cost... what do we got here? Nope. They're not even giving me a price. Hey, come on, guys. If we're going to make this segment work, we got to at least help me out here. And this... Why don't we show the price? Because our price is kind of lower than the manufacturer suggested. That's real good. Well, I got it. I don't even know the price. You know, I remember it was $99. You know what? Add to cart. Here we go. The shortcut. I'm trying to make a prime example here when you're shopping. Try to give you my shopping tips that I try to do. Okay, let's see if I can get this. Right before this segment ends. All right, give up. I'm not even working. All right, forget that example. When I shop for Amazon and I look at a few items, I see and I go, wow, that's interesting. That's cheaper than I saw it before. They don't tell you, though. They don't tell you, hey, I see that's a price. They don't. Hey, there's a Black Friday deal. Catch it now. They don't. So it's really interesting. That's another interesting thing about Amazon and by many online outlets. You really don't know if you're getting a good deal or not. And that's what really stinks. There's not someone out there who can give you any deal on the planet. They can give you a deal on high demand products and give you tips. But at the end of the day, you don't know. I walked into Black Friday. This is another good example. And you got these big signs saying, get a 32-inch TV for $200. You think it's the greatest deal on earth. Where 4 hours ago, you could have got the same price for a 60-inch. See, it's called supply and demand. It's like Wall Street. You give and take. When you're shopping this holiday season, be careful. Don't get ripped off. Don't think because it's the holidays and you see a sale, you think it's a good one. It might not be. And with the internet and with many experts out there, you're really able to sit down and figure out, hey, I'm trying to figure out what I want and what to get. And you might be getting a good deal. You might not be getting a good deal. It really depends. It really depends. That's what makes it interesting. I mean, I'm going to, you know, finish my Christmas shopping next weekend. I already did the majority of it. I think I'm almost done. It's, you know, sometimes I wish I was a kid. I don't need to shop for anyone. Santa comes down my chimney, gives me gifts. I smile or I cry because I hate it, and then I move on. I mean, you can't get any easier than that. Shopping can really be a pain. And for one of these reasons, you don't want to get ripped off. Unless you knew the price months ago, or you really did your research about that item, you don't. Many items are easy. Apple's a good one. But see, where I work, I can't even say that. I can't even say the name. On their pamphlet this week, they have a big advertisement on it. Apple products for the Christmas. For the Christmas. God bless myself. Tells you I'm not drinking enough water today. Get your Apple products this Christmas. And you got the different iPads. iPad 2, $4.99. iPad Mini 3, $3.99. iPad Mini 2, $2.99. iPad Air 4, $3.99. Those are the same prices you saw 3 months ago. Look what my employee is doing. They are putting this out in front. Not many steals going on this week. What we're going to do, though, is place the advertisement on the circular. Because we know that you might not know about the price of the product. You see, wow, $3.99. Not too bad. Well, during Black Friday, you could have probably got it cheaper. You probably can go online, and if you do your research, they're selling Apple products, licensed and real, make sure they're not fake, for a great price. That's what many employees are doing. That's what you have to watch out for. That's what I want to talk to you about at the end of the hour. I want to talk to you about being careful. Just because you have a lot of money, you're in this jittery mood to just shop for yourself and shop for your loved ones, make sure you're getting a good deal. Make sure you're not saying, hey, I'm going for the iPad for $4.99, where you know you could have got it for $4.50. Or you could have at least got a gift card deal. And of course, it depends on the model also. Make sure, even on Amazon, they're very good at it. Make sure that, yeah, the deal's already being discounted. How much? Same thing or not? Let's look into it. You see many Eyewitness News accounts going about with experts showing them, hey, or this is how you can detect a deal and cannot. You got resources. Use it. Simple as that. Use it. They're there for a reason. Might as well go and use it, right? Amazing. Next hour, we speak about Bill Cosby. Once a legend, now being under fire for allegations of him sexually assaulting, harassing, raping, drugging women for the past several decades. And after a court in 2005, we now see this year coming to an end. But Cosby just cannot get out of it. I feel like he's just stuck. He just can't get out of it. I mean, he's just stuck in a hole. So we're going to go into the timeline of Bill Cosby, see how he got up to these events, and what some of his accusers are saying. We've got the clips for you. Don't be left behind. I'll be right back.
Yo Andrew News Talk Show. Every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info how to listen from anywhere? www.yoandrewnts.com.
This is the sound of a flat-screen television hurled off a building. Now the new bike your kid wants. These are the things you could have, all cast into oblivion. Because when you throw away money on wasted electricity, you throw away everything you could have bought with it. Use Energy Star light bulbs and appliances, and you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at EnergySavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Hello, and welcome to today's lottery drawing. Good luck. And here's today's winning numbers. First one up, it's not yours. Second one, not yours. And another number that's not yours. Okay, this is one number that's yours. It's a five, but you don't get any money for that. And the final number is not yours.
Yep, so chances are you're not going to hit the lottery anytime soon. Don't get us wrong. The lottery can be fun every now and then. Just please don't rely on it for your future savings. How about this? Brew your own coffee at home instead of buying that latte every day. Brown bag it to work instead of ordering in. Ride your bike instead of buying all that gas. These changes alone can save you thousands a year. Thousands. Small changes today, big bucks tomorrow. Feed that piggy bank. Go to feedthepig.org for more free ideas on how to save.
Feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Hi, I'd like to report a bear sighting, as in Smokey Bear.
Continue.
I was burning yard waste. He told me to remember that if it's too hot to touch, it's too hot to leave.
You know, 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
I know that now.
As usual, the talking bear gets all the credit. Always burn responsibly and contact your local fire department for open burning regulations. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ag Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Yo Andrew News Talk Show. Every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info how to listen from anywhere? www.yoandrewnts.com. Tweeting is not a new trend. How about Tweet Yo Andrew on the air and off the air at Andrew Tweet Geo.
It's amazing how the world has changed in just several years, especially how we try to figure out who someone is. I know how it is. I'm a radio host, an entrepreneur, and my goal every day is to inform people, but also tell them a little bit about me. Before they go on this program, or before they even listen, the first place they want to go to is your website. And that's why we have www.yoandrewnts.com. We made it so simple to navigate and so easy to look at from your mobile device or from your laptop or tablet. You'll be able to hear who we are, read what we've done the past few years, and even listen to interviews, and you can download it right to your phone or computer and listen anytime you want. That's our gift to you. So what are you waiting for? www.yoandrewnts.com is active from about anywhere, and you're able to view, listen, and be a part of the program today.
He always wanted to be a Rush Hour Renegade.
Hello, San Francisco. We're the Rush Hour Renegades. I'm Joey Gladstone. This is my partner, Jesse Katsopoulos. Say hi, Jess.
24 years later, he settles for Yo Andrew.
Rush Hour Renegades! Come on, Jess!
This is the sound of a flat-screen television hurled off a building. Now the new bike your kid wants. These are the things you could have, all cast into oblivion. Because when you throw away money on wasted electricity, you throw away everything you could have bought with it. Use Energy Star light bulbs and appliances, and you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at energysavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Hello, and welcome to today's lottery drawing. Good luck. And here's today's winning numbers. First one up, it's not yours. Second one, not yours. And another number that's not yours. Okay, this is one number that's yours. It's a five, but you don't get any money for that. And the final number is not yours.
Yep, so chances are you're not going to hit the lottery anytime soon. Don't get us wrong. The lottery can be fun every now and then. Just please don't rely on it for your future savings. How about this? Brew your own coffee at home instead of buying that latte every day. Brown bag it to work instead of ordering in. Ride your bike instead of buying all that gas. These changes alone can save you thousands a year. Thousands. Small changes today, big bucks tomorrow. Feed that piggy bank. Go to feedthepig.org for more free ideas on how to save.
Feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.